This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliet Goodrich.
Hello, I'm Sarah Donchi in for Juliet today. A green light today from transit officials to install cameras that would automatically send tickets to speeding drivers. They are set to go in some of the city's most dangerous areas for pedestrians. Our John Ramos went to one of those intersections where reaction was mixed.
The idea is to put 33 automated cameras around the city in places like this that are determined to be of either high risk or chronic violation.
The most speed-violated road is Harrison between 4th and 5th Streets. Data shows that nearly one out of every four cars is traveling at least 10 miles per hour over the posted speed limit. The limit on the five-lane street is 25 miles per hour because of a school located in the middle of the block. Priyanka Marwaha feels it is a prime location for a speed camera.
I really feel that there is a need for people to be more aware of the fact that they need to keep their speed down. It's not a highway. I know it's next to a highway, but still there are houses here, there are apartments here, people are moving all around.
The proposal would make San Francisco part of a statewide pilot program, installing cameras that send automated citations to the owners of cars that violate the speed limit by 10 or more miles per hour.
San Franciscans are generally pretty excited about these speed cameras, and it's because we're all feeling how much things have changed on our streets, how dangerous it's become because so many drivers are pushing beyond the limit.
But not everyone is feeling that way. Alexis Jimenez says she trusts the instincts of the average city driver and thinks the cameras would be more appropriate on the freeways.
Well, streets like this, I think, shouldn't be. It's just too much control, too much unnecessary fining. I think everyone in the Bay Area generally, as a driver myself, knows what the limitations are, when to like speed, when to not speed. So I think just kind of policing that is unnecessary.
Mitch Washington suspects it would be less about safety and more about the fines.
5 or 10 miles above the speed limit happens all the time, whether it's on the freeway or off the freeway. And you're just gonna, oh, if it really helps, I'm all for it. But if it's just to make money on unsuspecting motorists, then no, I'm against it completely.
And Michelle Anderson seems skeptical about the whole idea.
I would probably end up in traffic court or wherever. I think that's just too, no. What is the magic number 10 miles over? I mean, what if they were going 5 miles over and I just,
actually, the city of Chicago tried lowering the threshold of their cameras from 10 miles per hour to 6, and the citations exploded. At one intersection, tickets soared from just over 500 to 15,000. That's probably an indication of how differently people drive than the letter of the law dictates.
Director Heminger.
Aye.
Heminger, aye. Director Henderson.
Aye.
Still, with Muni's unanimous vote.
Thank you. That item is approved.
San Francisco seems headed to begin issuing robo-tickets as a way to change behavior on the city's streets.
So the issue now heads to the Board of Supervisors for final approval. The program, as you heard, would be managed by MTA, not the police department. If enacted, MTA expects the first cameras to be up and running sometime in 2025. All right, now we turn to Alameda County, where District Attorney Pamela Price will face a recall vote. Her opponents submitted just enough signatures to qualify for the ballot, and as Amanda Hari shows us, they want a special election as soon as possible.
Save Alameda for Everyone collected about 120,000 signatures. 50,000 of those were disqualified, but they still met the minimum threshold for a recall, and they say they're confident the voters will be on their side.
We, the voters, have the right to hire you, but we are also the people who can fire you.
That was the message Tuesday as the group Save Alameda for Everyone, or SAFE, announced a monumental step in their efforts to remove Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price from her position. Enough signatures were verified by the County Registrar of Voters to initiate the recall.
But had one over what we needed, that would have been just fine.
Principal officer with SAFE, Brenda Grisham, says she's not concerned about the number of signatures that were invalid. SAFE says many of those signatures were disqualified because the person did not list their occupation. But now their focus is getting a special election.
What's going on in the district attorney's office is directly affecting the crime because they're not prosecuting to the full extent of the law.
Citywide crime data for Oakland says overall crime is down this year, but violent crimes are up 10%. It's a statistic Virginia Nishida is all too familiar with.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful because I can't grieve.
It's been 2.5 years since Virginia's husband, Kevin, was shot and killed in downtown Oakland. Since that day, Nishida has continued to fight for justice instead of processing her husband's death.
A reminder to me of what happened and how they speak of it, how the defense attorney speaks of the crime. It's as if he deserved to be shot. And that is what I'm really upset about.
Nishida says with Price in office, she's worried.
These guys that did it are criminals. They're repeat criminals. They've been in prison. They've been in jail. They have done violent things. They should be off the streets.
Pamela Price's lawyer said in a statement that they believe the recall is illegal. They say law requires the signatures must be counted in 10 days. It took more than a month. They also say that some signatures were collected by non-Alameda County residents. In addition, Price's office says a recall election is a poor use of possibly $20 million.
You need to find that money. You've had since last year.
Election code says the County Board of Supervisors needs to accept the receipts of the verified signatures and schedule an election at their April 30th meeting. It also says that special election would have to happen no more than 125 days from that meeting, so November would be too late. Nishida says having the special election sooner is essential.
Not just in my case, but in other cases as well, that we get justice for our loved ones.
Organizers are hoping when this does get on the ballot, voters will be able to vote for a replacement DA at that time as well.
Two San Francisco County jails are on lockdown, placing visits and some programs on hold. It's because of inmates allegedly attacking staff. The jails went into lockdown over the weekend, both the downtown San Francisco and San Bruno locations. Now deputies are asking the National Guard for help. The union that represents sheriff deputies wrote a letter to leadership saying staffing shortages are at a crisis level. Reported inmate fights were up 58% in 2023 over the previous year. But while the sheriff acknowledged being short-staffed, he blamed the spike in violence on jail overcrowding now that pandemic protocols have eased. Protesters accused of causing gridlock across the Bay Area yesterday are out of a San Francisco jail. Some of them spent the night there as supporters gathered outside. DA Brooke Jenkins in San Francisco says she was not ready to file official charges, so they were released. But it's not over yet. 26 people are facing the possibility of multiple misdemeanors and one felony charge of conspiracy to commit a crime. Today, the DA said the investigation continues into who did what and that the proper charges are yet to come.
I understand that people are passionate about issues that are going on in the world right now, and they need a venue and a vehicle for that expression. But they have to express their views in a way that is safe to the public. We are not going to allow people to endanger other members of the community.
Palestinian protesters blocked part of the Golden Gate Bridge yesterday during rush hour. Some chained themselves to cement barrels to make it harder for officers to remove them. This video shows CHP trying to free a protester who they say refused to let go. Today, another protest at Google's Sunnyvale headquarters. These protesters spoke out against Project Nimbus. The demonstrators say it's a $1 billion cloud computing contract with the Israeli military and government. We reached out to Google for comment on this and have not yet heard back. USC officials canceled the commencement speech of the college's valedictorian. The school says the move was because of security concerns, saying threats against the student, who's expressed support for Palestinians, have reached an alarming rate. Asna Tabassum would have delivered her speech on May 10th, but critics raised concern with the administration over her pro-Palestinian posts online. Some people called them hate speech. The university says there's no security risk to the ceremony. Tabassum says she's shocked and disappointed.
Although it is a privilege for me to speak at commencement, what I see this as is the university's caving into hatred. It's rewarding bigotry.
Students on campus, some are calling for the university to re-invite Tabassum to speak at graduation.
Obviously, there's now a lot of pushback coming from students, including myself, because they are silencing a brown hijabi woman's voice, first generation STEM from speaking at our commencement when she rightfully earned that position.
The Council on American Islamic Relations is also calling on the university to reverse its decision. Still ahead, certain kinds of